From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson, in for Brian Moline. It's Tuesday, March 15th. Coming up, Black Americans die of cancer at higher rates than any other racial or ethnic group. Public health advocates have worked for years to close the gap. Now, some worry the pandemic will slow progress. But first, these headlines. A public radio journalist who spent much of his life in Illinois is now reporting from inside Ukraine, which continues to be attacked by Russian forces. Reginald Hardwick explains.
When Russia began attacking Ukraine, Yulian Haida took a break from seminary studies in Kyiv to produce stories and help translate for NPR. Haida is now in the city of Lviv, now experiencing an influx of 200,000 people, roughly the same population as Aurora, Illinois. He told the 21st talk show that supplies are running out.
With the influx of people and with the difficulties at the border, it is rather difficult to get things like food, like medicine, just even a place to stay. Most people are now staying in theaters and schools.
Haida says the mayor of Lviv is appealing for humanitarian aid to help feed all of the city's new residents. Reginald Hardwick, Illinois Newsroom.
Yulian Haida is a former producer for Illinois Public Media and WBEZ in Chicago. Like the University of Illinois, Western Illinois University will charge new students higher fees next school year than what current students pay. The increases apply to both the Macomb and Quad Cities campuses. But as Rich Egger tells us, the increase at one Western campus is considerably higher than the other.
The fees will rise 3% for the Macomb campus and nearly 30% for the Quad Cities. That's because Western is in the third year of a four-year process to bring the Quad Cities fees to the same level as the ones charged to students taking classes in Macomb. Board of Trustees member Greg Aguilar is from the Quad Cities. He's okay with striving for equity in what's charged, as long as there is also equity in what is provided.
We have far less here, and we're trying to get the Quad Cities fees up towards the Macomb fees. I can respect that as long as we start seeing the result of that here.
Aguilar says offerings are not equal currently. He says, for example, the fitness center on the Quad Cities campus is open far fewer hours than the one in Macomb. But fellow trustee Polly Radosh says the recreation center in Macomb is not a large operation. She says it has just two full-time staff members and that most classes, along with supervision of the weight room, are handled by graduate students.
They do not have what you think they have at the rec center. They're scraping by as well on very slim staffing.
The rec center on the Quad Cities campus opened just this fall. Christy Mindrup says they started it after receiving input from the Student Government Association, or SGA. Mindrup is Western's vice president of Quad Cities campus operations. She says they're continuing to consult with students about how they would like to spend the fees.
By the end of the semester, we hope to have an updated priority list so that we can work with the next leadership of SGA to both develop the priorities and then to implement them as well in partnership with our Macomb colleagues.
Mindrup says the fees revenue collected from Quad City students will be spent on student activities and events just for that campus. Aguilar says he appreciated the opportunity to speak his piece and he joined the rest of the board in approving the fees increase. Rich Egger reporting.
The city of Urbana is considering a program to support victims of gun violence with temporary housing. WAND-TV reports the city may partner with the CU Trauma and Resilience Initiative and United Way of Champaign County on a rental assistance program. The program would provide a temporary apartment or house for families that are the victims of gun violence. The money could come from federal COVID-19 dollars. Mental health experts say the temporary housing will help victims heal away from the scene of the crime and help prevent retaliatory violence. Specific proposals for the program will be presented to council next month. Urbana recorded a record high of 10 homicides in 2021. Champaign saw 17 killings last year, including the deaths of several teenagers. Still to come, we'll learn how the pandemic may be halting the progress of those working to lower cancer deaths among Black Americans. That's next on 217 Today.
The British series Cobra follows Prime Minister Robert Sutherland and his cabinet committee as they navigate national crises. In the second season, an assassination leads to cyber attacks on critical infrastructure. The country is soon at war with an invisible global enemy, and the Prime Minister doesn't know who he can trust. Learn how you can stream both seasons of Cobra as a friend of WILL at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Farah Anderson, in for Brian Moline. Cancer death rates in the U.S. have declined in recent years, yet racial disparities persist. Midwestern states like Iowa, Illinois, and Indiana have some of the highest cancer death rates for Black residents in the country. Public health advocates have worked for years to close the gap. But as Side Effects Public Media's Natalie Krebs reports, the pandemic may have set back some of that progress.
Mount Zion Baptist Church in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, uses a national evidence-based program to promote healthy living habits among its parishioners. Paulette Clark set up the church's Body and Soul program more than a decade ago. Church members created a community garden and, at one point, taught popular cooking and fitness classes.
We had people that would come in from other churches that would participate in the program. And so that made it nice too.
One of the main goals of Body and Soul is to reduce cancer rates. But since the pandemic hit nearly 2 years ago, Clark says most of the program has been suspended. It's not the only cancer prevention effort aimed at the Black community that slowed down or halted during the pandemic. Kathy Keaton is the co-founder of Splash of Color, a breast cancer support group for Black women based in eastern Iowa. She says her group has spent years encouraging Black women to get mammograms. They realized many women skipped out on the test or were too afraid to get their results.
They just did not want to know if they had breast cancer or not. You know, it was taboo. It was like a curse.
She's noticed during the pandemic, some Black women skip their mammograms again, but this time it's due to COVID. Keaton says she spoke to one woman who had largely avoided going out due to the pandemic and didn't realize she hadn't gotten her mammogram for 2 years.
I called her out of the blue and she was like, she started crying. I was like, what's wrong? And she was like, I'm so glad your call reminds me that I need to get my mammogram.
Black Americans die of cancer at higher rates than any other racial and ethnic group in the U.S. In the years leading up to the pandemic, there were reasons to be optimistic. Cancer death rates among Black Americans were also decreasing faster than any other group. John Carruthers is the chair of internal medicine at the University of Michigan. He says that's because racial gaps for things like colon cancer screenings had been shrinking significantly.
Over the last 15 to 20 years, the screening difference between Blacks and whites had narrowed to just under 3% right before the pandemic.
Carruthers says it's still too early to know exactly how COVID has affected cancer numbers overall, but he suspects it may reverse some of these positive trends, at least temporarily. He worries issues like COVID-related delays in screenings could lead to later cancer diagnoses and result in overall worse outcomes.
I have a feeling that the Black recovery is going to be much longer, in which those excess deaths from cancer are going to be higher, and thus we're going to widen the disparity. We might set ourselves back, let's say 5, 6, 7, 8 years, based on what the pandemic has presented.
This means Black cancer advocates like Georgia Hodge have a long road ahead. Hodge is working to close the racial gap in cancer outcomes in Black Hawk, the Iowa county with the highest proportion of Black residents. Hodge is an outreach coordinator for the Iowa Cancer Consortium. She'd like to see more community-based navigators who promote screenings and help Black cancer patients as they deal with systemic racism in the healthcare system.
You have to have someone that's level-headed enough to take their emotions out of it for a while. And so I think that's another thing that creates a disparity.
Emotional support for Black cancer patients is important, she says, because the only thing worse than having cancer is navigating it alone. I'm Natalie Krebs, Side Effects Public Media.
Side Effects Public Media is a Midwest reporting collaboration focused on public health. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be partly cloudy with a high of 65 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Reginald Hardwick, Rich Egger, and Natalie Krebs. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Farah Anderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.